Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. I'm Ty Taylor. Let's talk some Mercer County Golden Eagle girls basketball tonight with junior point guard Sydney Lampkin. She's seen an expanded role in her junior season, becoming the primary scoring option for the Golden Eagles, leading them at 11 points per game. Also, about 4.5 rebounds per game from her point guard spot as well. Lampkin scored 18 points in a win over Weathersfield earlier this week at the Lincoln Trail Conference Tournament, avenging a loss to the Flying Geese from last week for Mercer County. We'll talk to her about the corner she's turned offensively in her junior season. Also, the work she's put in both at practice and outside of practice working on her game. Also, kind of a personal note, I got asked to scrimmage the varsity girls basketball team at Mercer County by Coach Engwall on Saturday over the weekend. I guarded Sydney, and it was not very fun. She moves without the ball. I was very tired, exhausted, and in pain after that. So let's hear from Sydney Lampkin on the High School Sports Spotlight after this.
Oh, wow. I forget how heavy snow is.
Yeah, this seems... Oh!
Are you okay?
No! I think I just pulled something in my back.
I'll call advanced rehab.
I can't wait for physical therapy. It'll take a week for a referral.
Good news, buddy. You don't need a referral for physical therapy anymore. Just give us a call at Advanced Rehab, and we'll get you right in. So when you scoop too hard and throw your back out of whack, come see us and feel better fast. We fix pain at Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine.
You finally have your dream home. Now you need the right insurance to protect it. Because when it comes time to file a claim, you don't want any surprises. Talk to a country financial rep like me, John Waugh, to find out if you have the right protection. I can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Call me today at 309-582-3455 to learn how I can help you protect your home.
Ty Taylor back on WRMJ. We're talking Mercer County Golden Eagle girls basketball tonight on the High School Spotlight, joined by Mercer County junior Sydney Lampkin. And a nice night last night, first off scoring 18 points in a win over Weathersfield, a team you got beat by last Monday. Fast forward, you know, a week later, you lose by 13, then beat them by 4. So overall, what'd you think of the bounce back win last night over Weathersfield?
It felt really nice. And then when I hit the half court shot to get us down by only one, that felt nice. We almost gave it away. We were only down by one in like the third, I think, but then we came back and won.
Yeah, when you look at kind of, you know, comparing the game last Monday to the game this week where you lost to the one you won, was there anything that kind of stuck out to you as kind of a difference maker that allowed you guys to win the game as opposed to losing it?
Our defense was a lot better, and I think we shot better than we did last time too.
All right, now, your junior season, as we mentioned, and I think we talked a little bit before we started recording, you know, a kind of a smaller role on the team last year as a sophomore. And I don't think a lot of people maybe were expecting as big of an outburst of you as you've had this season. I think averaging over 11 points per game, the leading scorer on the team. So when you kind of look at your expanded role into this season, is this kind of a role you expected to have being a primary scorer?
Not really when I came in. I knew I was going to be point guard, but last year was more Gabriella and Kirsten, like the post, so I just didn't think it would go this way, really.
Yeah, you talk about playing point guard, too. Now, obviously, you know, I think in basketball especially, there's not a lot of, like, true, like, pass-first point guards really anymore, and a player like you, as you've seen kind of throughout the season, you know, when you look at when you guys play, obviously, if you guys are going to want to win some games, you have to score. So kind of looking at the point guard role that you play, what are some of kind of the keys and some of the things that you look to do on the floor, especially on the offensive end?
I look to shoot a lot, but and drive. But sometimes I feel like I shoot too much or something like that. But
and we talked about kind of your expanded role. So when we talked a little bit off there as well about this, now you've been talking about how you work on your game a lot. And I walk at the Y sometimes because I'm like an old man, you know, now. So I've seen you playing a couple of times by yourself, just about, you know, outside of practice, still working on your game, you know, out of practice, out of open gyms in the summer, and what that kind of means and why you do it.
I am always looking to improve my game, so I always do form shooting. I do all five spots around the three-point line. I make sure I make five. Then I always try to make like 30 free throws, and I'm always looking to improve my game.
All right, and kind of looking ahead, you know, down the line this season, I think
you know, this group has kind of had kind of a weird year up and down where you've been missing kids, whether they've been hurt or sick, and you finally kind of have everybody back as you're making the stretch run. So as you look for the next couple of weeks and when you get ready for postseason play, you know, if this group plays their best basketball, what are some things that you think they can do? And, you know, what are kind of some of your goals or expectations the rest of this season?
If we keep playing and going up like we are, I think we can maybe possibly get a regional champion or get to the championship.
And as we kind of wrap up, I know, you know, this group this year, just one senior, right? So kind of a young group. And you've seen kind of the growth throughout the season. You know, I know, like, especially the way I kind of look at this season is the first time I saw you guys was the second game of the season where you played Monmouth Roseville, right? And got beat by 45. And then you fast forward, you know, a couple months and you play them at Erie. And you're down 6 in the fourth quarter with the ball with a chance to get it closer. So you've seen the group kind of mature and I think get a lot better from the beginning of the season to this point. And I know, you know, like we were saying, one senior. So next year, most of the scoring production, most of the kids on the team are going to be back. So, you know, I think as you kind of look ahead to next season too, I think this group could be a pretty good team come next year.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, that is Mercer County junior point guard Sydney Lampkin. A nice junior season, 11 points per game, I think. 5 rebounds per game, too. So a really nice year to this point as the Golden Eagles look to wrap up the 2022-23 season with a strong finish. Sydney, thanks for talking with us, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.